Welcome back to the Gus Bradley Show. And Gus, this week I want to educate the viewers on the linebacking position because it's not overly complicated. Football players and coaches aren't that smart.
We have a tendency to make it too complicated. I agree.
But the linebacking position, traditionally there's three names for the linebacking position. It's Sam, Mike, and Will. And so you take the first letter of each word, Sam Strong, Mike Middle, Will Weak. And that's the traditional names.
Right, and that's how we started off with our defense, too. We have a Sam, a Mike, and a Will. And you try to find out each player's skill set and then put them at the appropriate position.
And you guys, and we'll get to this in a minute, you have the auto position, and we're going to kind of talk about where the formation of that name came from. But you also have a little bit different term for a defensive end spot, Leo. The way I've always understood it, it was L-E, which stands for linebacker, and it's kind of a hybrid type position.
It really is. The Leo for us, you know, primarily he rushes. He, you know, stays at the line of scrimmage, rushes in pass situations. But we also have a tendency, you know, we have the opportunity, I should say, to drop him. And, you know, it gives kind of a 3-4 look when we do that.
Well, let's look at the first play, because here's the Leo, Andre Branch. And he's dropping off into coverage. This is the interception of Matt Stafford.
Right. You know what? It's a great play. He did exactly what he was supposed to do here. No, we actually...
I sense a little bit of...
You know what? He did do exactly what he should do is pick that pass. But we end up getting close, you know, the close call or how we set it up the wrong way. But they did a really nice job of adjusting. You know, and Brancher knew where he had to get to, you know, and just his athleticism. I guess the big point is here to see that the Leo, he has to have the ability to rush and he has to have the ability to drop. And when he does, he has the opportunity to make plays like this.
All right, let's look at a play by the Mike position, because on this play, JT Thomas is the Mike. Telvin Smith is the Will, the weak side backer. This is a nickel package, and eventually we're going to see Rashad Reynolds show up in the screen. So a nickel. The Sam comes out, or the auto comes out, and then the nickel becomes inserted onto the field.
Sure. You try to get, you know, another defensive back on the field when they have three wide receivers on the field. And that's what we have right here. So in this case, you know, they have a pull scheme, a bounce scheme. JT is setting the edge on the edge right there. Does a really nice job. And then you can see the center works up to the Will linebacker. And if he climbs up too fast, then we need our nose guard to make the play like he did.
And here's an example of the Will position. Telvin Smith is out here in space, a little setup screenplay. A lot's been talked about his weight. He does a really nice job against this guy.
Well, you know, and that's one of the things you look at. You want linebackers that have some size to them. And because, you know, offensive linemen, when they work up to the second level or to the level he's at, they can engulf him. And I think Telvin knows, understands those situations could happen, and he's got to find a way to use his strength and get off the block.
All right, here's the auto position. And here's Dakota Watson. This is the two-point play. Makes a really nice play. Gets a sack on this two-point conversion.
Well, again, you know, when we took a look at Dakota, and we have Leroy too, you look for a guy on first and second down that can stay in the line of scrimmage. He can drop primarily, but he also has the ability to rush. So really similar to the Leo in that you can do multiple things with him. But as far as, you know, tendencies, the Otto will drop more than he rushes. The Leo rushes more than he drops.
Okay, so the traditional position, Sam, Mike, Will, Leo, linebacker. Linebacker and auto. Where and how do you spell it first?
O-T-T-O.
Okay, where does it come from?
I know, just like you said, there's an acronym for Leo. There really isn't any for auto. We were just trying to find a way. When we go through the draft, you know, there's a certain style of player that we look at that really we didn't have a home for. And by coming up with the auto position, we can set where he's going to line as far as the linebackers. And it really opens the door for us looking at multiple players. And the player that can rush on third down but also can drop on first and second down. So, you know, really nothing that we just came up with the name Otto, and we were looking to change it throughout the winter or the off season when we were going through it, but the name stuck.